My dear ones, my prayer for all of us this week is to come back fully to Jesus, to push the world out of our lives, to find him in that enclosed garden of our hearts, and cherish every moment with him. You see, the Lord has been giving me the church at Sardis. That's from the book of Revelation, and I wasn't sure what that meant. I was afraid it was about me. And finally, yesterday, he revealed the truth to me. If the church at Sardis was about some of the heart dwellers, then I am to blame, for I believe that as the shepherd goes, so will the sheep. So I had to really examine my conscience, and there I did find a truth, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And this is what the scriptures say about the church in Sardis. As Revelation chapter 3. These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Well, guys, the bottom line is I've been struggling with a balancing act in the midst of a building program while providing for those here on the mountain, for ourselves, and prayer time. Notice how I just put providing for those on the mountain before prayer time. The truth is that every time I go to pray, there is some kind of interruption, not just someone needing my attention, but also my thoughts. Oh, you'd better order that compost toilet, or you better get that fire starter on the list, or you better see to it there's enough vitamins and herbal medicines, or you better put fruit on the list, etc., etc., ad infinitum. In other words, without end. And it didn't help any that Ezekiel and I were in the same room. We are the kind of married couple that when he gets cold, I get hot. When he gets hot, I get cold. When I want loud worship, he needs quiet. And when I need quiet, he wants loud worship. We managed as best we could for these past several months, but it was definitely a trial and difficult teaching in patience and brotherly love. And I say teaching because for us, the Lord teaches us through his own lesson plans, not from books. Every day he brings something for us to work on and to conquer. And this course in patience was a doozy. And rather than being strong and resisting the impulse to jump up when these things would come to my mind, because I used to jot them down for later, and rather than being strong when I get an impulse or an idea and resisting it, I jump up like the clowns in a box, you know, you wind them up and pop, they come jumping out. Well, that's what I do and get it done. This has ravaged the vineyard, guys. My preoccupation with all these details has left the Lord waiting for me to return. Finally, he became invisible, and that hurt, and I don't blame him. I had abandoned the vineyard to the little foxes who were consuming the fruit. Why should he stand by and watch such a pitiful sight? Getting the church at Sardis several times over the past month finally got me to stop, look, and listen. Not only that, but I missed him terribly for days, crying and knowing that in my heart I had acted foolishly and I deserved to be left alone. But in his mercy, finally, yesterday, he made himself visible with a big smile, and my heart just melted. Now I want to deliver his message to all of you heart dwellers, his message to me about the Church of Sardis. This is from the book Love Letters to My Bride, the first one that we put out. And on page 74, it begins, Lord, why do you keep giving me impressions of the church in Sardis? He replied, because there are many among you who are not taking my words with seriousness and gravity and living them to the fullest. I need you to repent for being lax and pay strict attention to what's going on in your hearts. Boot the world out, out, out. Focus on me and our eternity together. Do not bring the world into this sacred space. Put all your doings with the world aside and give me all your available time. Make room for me by putting aside shopping, entertainments, idle conversations, and curiosities. Much is going on in the world this week that is toxic to your souls, and it will bring fear to your heart and mind. Oh, how I want you to approach the altar with pure love and expectation of all that I have for you. Now, this is back, I think, in 2016 when we had a rapture alert and the Lord extended the time to 3 years. This was back then. And he was telling us to prepare ourselves for the rapture. And we have been getting rapture readings lately, although he told me we had 5 years. Still, it concerns me that we are getting these rapture readings. Ezekiel's getting them. I'm getting them. Mother Elijah's getting them. So we need to listen up here to continue. Oh, how I want you to approach the altar with pure love and expectation of all that I have for you. I want this to be a week of spiritual concentration on our nuptial vows. But if you feed on what Satan is brewing, you will miss it. Your mind will be cluttered and unfit to receive the graces I have in store for you. I will protect you, but you must do your part and shun these things that have nothing to do with eternity. My love, it is not my intention to chastise. Rather, it is my intention to correct the course so you will arrive at the destination. Many are still far too preoccupied with what is going on in the world and their plans for this week. You are being tempted daily to veer off course. I must say you have done well to ignore those things that keep trying to snag your attention. Hold to my directions and put away everything that can be ignored and put aside. You will never regret it. Now, this is interesting because this was like the week where we felt we were very, very close to the rapture. Now, this week is Holy Week. Today is what we call First Saturday, where we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. First Friday is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and there are special graces that are released from heaven for those who wear a scapular and who have a devotion and pray for the world and for sinners that are released every First Friday and First Saturday. But tomorrow's Palm Sunday, and that's very, very important. This is the week that the Lord was arrested and crucified, and this is the time to concentrate on prayer, on consoling him and being present to him. So here we are again at a very special week. Now he continues here. He said, I must say you have done well to ignore those things that keep trying to snag your attention. Back then I made a real effort to do that. But now he's saying, and for the rest, I say, tighten down the hatches and keep the world out. The seas are rough and foreboding. I do not want you lingering there. Stay close to me. Isolate yourself with me and keep the world out of your life as much as you possibly can. I am calling for a week of devotion and drawing close to me. Dream your dreams about what you want to do in heaven. Dare to ask for the impossible and all the gifts you have ever wanted from me. Expect me to hear you and fulfill your every desire. Please, my bride, give me your all this week. Stay out of the news. Stay out of the stores. Stay off the internet. Go into your prayer closets. Pray and seek me above all else. This is my desire for you. Would you give this to me as a wedding present? I am offering you the grace to accomplish all that I ask of you. If you love me, you will obey me. And at the same time, the Lord was speaking to Ezekiel, and he said, it is imperative that you absolutely and firmly discipline yourselves this week. Please, my faithful bride, stay away from browsing the internet. Put your curiosities to death. I need you to be preparing yourselves for the most important moment in your eternity. Press into me exclusively. My whole heart and mind, spirit and soul are preparing for our wedding day. Please, beloved, no more of the world. Stay out of the stores. This is not the time to purchase gifts for yourself or your loved ones. I need you to be clean for our wedding. Avoid television, radio, magazines, and newspapers. You have had a lifetime full of that. I have gone to great pains to purify you from those influences. Yes, my precious one, do tend to your proper duties, children, work, etc., but only fulfill those obligations that are crucial for the good of another. For example, giving someone a ride to the doctor or errands of mercy for the sick, the poor, and the elderly. You know what is absolutely necessary and what is not. I will help you and caution you as well as nudging you to act when needed. In human terms, one preparing for their wedding would be consumed with every detail of the wedding. Please do not be as the Church of Sardis, that I would have to come to you as a thief in the night. Strengthen now what is left. Abide in me and on me alone. Let all of your thoughts and intentions be of me and for me. Offer each day and everything it brings to me. I will sanctify it all, everything, even your struggles and failures. Give it all to me, and I will make you holy, a bride fit for her king. So when I got this reading, this book kind of popped off the shelf. I saw it, and I thought, I think the Lord wants to speak to me through it. And I picked it up, and there it was. I'd been asking him, what is this about the church at Sardis? Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And just as clear as day, he had that explanation right on the page I opened to, which was more than a coincidence, that's for sure. So what the Lord is saying, during this Holy Week, stay in prayer. Limit your contact with the outside world. Don't be tempted to tune into the news about the coronavirus and all the doings and goings on. Rather, tuck in with the Lord. Call on him. Keep him company. And if you have one of my Jesus t-shirts or Jesus pillows, hold him next to your heart and caress his brow. Pay attention to him. He really needs that now. He needs our company. I don't know what this week is going to bring, guys, but I do remember that one of our listeners had a prophetic person they had really found very reliable who said that soon after an accident that a friend of his had, and he prophesied this 20 years ago, this is Mike from around the world, that his mother would die of complications from the accident. Well, 20 years later, this man called up Mike from around the world and said, my mother just died exactly the way you said she would. And along with that prophecy that Mike gave him was that shortly after that, there would be 3 bombs that would hit America. So we might be in for something coming very soon. and it may be your prayers and your time with the Lord that is instrumental in stopping it. So please, hearken to the Lord and stay in prayer. And I'm going to follow this message up with another one. God bless you, dear.